This is the Duct Tape Guy, and this hour has 60 seconds. The ancient Babylonian number system had a base of 60. In the year 60, the Romans built the first London Bridge. The number 60 is known as Das Schock in German and Sexagena in Latin. 60 is like 5 cases of X, eh? 60 miles per hour is a common speed limit in the United States. The Chinese calendar is based on a 60-year or sexagenary cycle. In World of Warcraft, 60 is the highest obtainable level. A 60th wedding anniversary is known as a diamond anniversary. The average Dixon Jane's podcast is 60 minutes. It just seems much longer. Scarborough Dude is now 60, which up until now was traditionally seen as an age marked by maturity, sobriety, and wisdom. We all know that Scarborough Dude does not put much stock in tradition. Happy birthday, Scarborough Dude.
Fuck you. You're 60 now. You're mature, you know? My mind seems to be all over the place. I jump from one thing to another.
I don't do this in 140 fucking characters, so back off.
What the hell does it all add up to? I don't know.
This is Canada. God damn it, doesn't that drive you nuts sometimes? What kind of a fucking stupid country can we be sometimes?
You're just living a pretty fucking good life. And glad of it.
Here it is. Carbonation dissolves all this shit.
I got used to my afternoon naps.
The brain is working.
I'm Joe Average.
Here it is.
I'm Joe Average.
Kind of opinionated. I like to talk. I like to interact with people. I just love it.
Never heard anybody so fucking boring. That's a laugh. No thanks to you. Pulled my ass.
Check this.
Pulled my ass.
You're not fucking ducking bullets, you know? You're not worried about the police coming around to your house and picking you up in the middle of the night.
I'm done. There's the fire truck. We're out of here. It was a great time. Thank you, one and all. Ride that wave, folks. Ride that wave. And bye-bye.
Dude.
What can we say, dude?
Where does one begin? I guess with a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, dude.
Yes. How old is he? Do you know?
60 years old.
Well, the big 6-0.
If dude was a car.
Yes.
Think of how much he'd be worth.
A lot of money, actually. Is he well preserved?
I see a bit of rust.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw him this winter, and it's like, oh, you know, he's been left outside for too many winters.
It's those brutal Toronto winters.
But no putty, no fiberglass.
Oh, no. It's all
real.
Yeah.
What's
the original? The original.
All original. Yeah.
Now, you were talking earlier on, Bob, about the first time we got a comment from Trucker Bill. I mean, from...
I was.
From the dude. Sorry.
Dude, Bill, it's all the same. Just so you feel special, Scarborough Dude, that you're just one but many people we leave comments for, apparently.
Yes, apparently so. So either he's going to get a big laugh out of that, or...
or we'll never hear from him
exactly,
again.
Exactly, yeah.
Or he'll start driving a truck.
Oh, God.
Trucker Dude,
yeah.
So we had the whole thing... we were just starting out. We weren't used to getting comments from people we didn't know.
Exactly.
And then we start getting these emails, which have a tone that we don't know if they're sarcastic.
Right.
We don't know if they're evil.
But this one, pretty much. It put us on our...
And then I remember we had just gotten the phone number.
Right.
The
comment line. Yeah.
It's one of the first comments we ever got.
Okay. Let's listen to that.
And we just didn't know how to take it. Because we... You know, we're nice guys.
Yeah.
We don't offend people.
No. Well, we try not to.
Yeah. So, it's just... Yeah, let me turn this down because it's too much work for me.
Comment line, eh? Well, so many times I've wondered why I'm wasting my time listening to you guys.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
Wasting his time listening to us. What's that all about?
You know, And our shows weren't ridiculously long. We weren't doing these one-hour sermon from the cemetery crap.
No, we were doing 35, maybe 40.
With music.
All the time, yeah.
We had, what, traffic reports?
I think he was tough on us, really. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm just taking this personally.
Deep down inside,
yeah,
it still hurts.
Yes, it does.
And yet I keep coming back for more, like a dog returning to some mean master.
See, now, where were we mean to him? See, what did we do?
I keep coming back for more. So, there's some hope. It's going to be a nice guy. Yeah. A dog and a mean master.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Forgetting how bad it is and maybe thinking it'll be different this time. And
okay. Seriously. It just gets worse.
I'm just getting pissed off.
Yeah. You know what? Forget the birthday wishes, you know?
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah, Trucker Bill.
Hey, guess what, guys? It was different. Your bonus show was one of your best.
Oh.
No question about it. You just got in a groove and it just felt good. So you've bought yourself some more time, and this listener from way out in Scarborough is not about to give up on you guys.
Well, there you go.
See, now, isn't that cheap? Like, he kicks us.
Yeah.
And then at the end,
I guess I'll stick around for a little longer if you keep putting out shows. And how many years has it been now? It's going to be four years
for us. 2005,
yeah.
So, okay. So, April 15th, 2005.
There we go.
So, and that's where he said that dreaded word, Scarborough.
Yes. Hence the name. Yes.
Hang in there, keep it up. We need you to counteract the forces of Adam Curry. So,
Adam Curry,
keep on going just the way you're doing. It'll work. Bye. Thanks.
That was sincere happiness
bye
at the end.
Thanks. Yeah. You know what I sense though? I sense nervousness.
Yeah. Really.
Knowing dude now,
right?
The way I know dude.
Oh yeah.
I
that's
sense
not the same guy that we hear there.
I sense the apprehension.
Yes.
The worry
mm-hmm.
he has over
maybe he knew he was getting close to 60 and it's been bothering him for this many years.
Maybe when maybe you're 56 you feel that way.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know what it could be.
So on that note.
So happy fucking birthday, dude.
Yeah, man. Happy 60th. Enjoy it and hopefully we can make it to there too, eh? That's the plan, right, Bob?
Yeah, did we say who we were?
Oh,
I think he knows who we are.
Yeah,
we're not going to say who we are.
No, no. Okay. Shh.
Yeah. Happy birthday, dude. See you at PAB.
208. 2008. Right. What am I, an idiot today?
Today?
Wrong? Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
See them tumbling down. Their love to the ground.
There was this fella I want to tell you about. He called himself the Dude. Now, Dude, that's a name no one would self-apply where I come from. But then there was a lot about the Dude that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And a lot about where he lived likewise. But then again, maybe that's why I found the place so darn interesting. But all allows there are some nice folks there. Of course, I can't say I've seen London. And I've never been to France. And I ain't never seen no queen in her damn dundies, as the fella says. But I'll tell you what, in this here story I'm about to unfold, well, I guess I've seen something every bit as stupefying as you'd see in any of those other places. And in English, too. So I can die with a smile on my face without feeling like the good Lord gypped me. Now, this here story I'm about to unfold took place back in the early 90s, just about the time of our conflict with Saddam and the Iraqis. I only mention it because sometimes there's a man, I won't say a hero, because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man, and I'm talking about the Dude here. Sometimes there's a man, well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the Dude. And even if he's a lazy man, and the Dude was most certainly that, but sometimes there's a man, sometimes there's a man. Ah, lost my train of thought here. But, hell, I done introduced him enough.
Collective action. This will not stand. This will not stand, this aggression against Kuwait.
Here on the range I belong, drifting along with the tumbling, tumbleweed.
Why don't we do it in the road? Funny how much harder it is to write when you have something to say. Usually I prefer to just ramble on with the hope that if I generate enough words, some inadvertent truth might get caught up in the tangle. And discerning, those who bother to make the effort, readers will catch the general drift of what it is I'm too lazy to, or not capable of, stating succinctly. Well, don't give up yet. This is my third attempt at finding the right words, and more importantly, the right tone, to put forward my message that pot has a place in Canadian culture. There, now all I have to do is explain why, or more to the point, explain why it is I feel I have to make this case. I know that to the majority of Dixon Jane's readers, especially those of you whom I share a toque whenever the opportunity arises, this is a non-issue. Please bear with me while I get this out of the way, and let me assure others that as strongly as I believe in the decriminalization of soft drugs, I don't think that this is a topic which need define or limit this newsletter or force readers to take sides. In fact, I'd like to think that the issue of freedom to smoke pot is really insignificant, and that no sane or sensible authority in Canada sees it any other way. Hurting and stealing from people is bad. Blowing the odd joint to enjoy a change of mood or perspective is okay. And before any parents challenge me on this, let me say clearly that I will do my best to see that my sons stay away from drugs for as long as I can have influence over them. And the follow-up to that is, if they ever do decide to experiment with marijuana or hashish, I hope like hell it will be a personal decision and not a criminal matter involving nasty drug dealers, heavy-handed police, and an overburdened justice system. The Canada I want my boys to grow up in will continue to be as tolerant of pot as I believe it is now. There is simply nothing wrong, aside from damage to lungs and brain cells, with a mature person making a decision to indulge in a little dope. In fact, there's a lot to be said in favor of it. While grass no longer makes me giddy, it does provide a shift in focus. And like the dust of snow from Robert Frost's Crow, can save some part of a day I'd rued. As a mature pot smoker, I am no longer out to get wasted. What I enjoy is wide-ranging conversations with a close friend, a walk in natural surroundings, a good film, and lately, quality time with my boys. Sound menacing? I don't encourage anyone to light up, and I am grateful I didn't turn on until after high school. But I believe the choice to partake should be left to individuals, not the state. Moreover, I would hope my fellow Canadians could see this issue in the same light, allowing all of us to make personal life decisions without anxiety, threats, or interference. Next time, I'd like to talk about the spiritual significance of sharing a spliff. Anyone else have a confession they'd like to make? The Editor, Dixon Jane's Newsletter, Volume 11, Number 2, 1995.
I like your style, dude.
Oh, well, I dig your style too, man. Got a whole cowboy thing going.
Thank you. There's just one thing, dude.
What's that?
You have to use so many cuss words.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, dude. Have it your way.
Thank you. revolution never come with a warning. A revolution never sends you an omen. A revolution just arrive like the morning. Ring the alarm, we come to wake up the snoring. They telling you to never worry about the future. They telling you to never worry about the torture. They telling you that you will never see the horror. Spend it all today and we will bill you tomorrow. And bank accounts in Bahamas. Wall Street crime will never send you to the slammer. Tell all the children in the arms of the mamas. The F-15 is a homicide bomber. TV commercial for a pop a pill culture. Drug companies circling like a vulture. Amaraki babies with the G.I. Joe father. 10 years from now, is anybody gonna bother you? Fire. Never come with a warning. A revolution. Everyone addicted to the same nicotine. Everyone addicted to the same gasoline. Everyone addicted to a technicolor screen. Everybody trying to get their hands on the same green. From the banks of the river to the banks of the greedy. All of the riches taken back by the needy. We come from the country and we come from the city. Play us on a record, you can play us on a CD. All the shit you've given us is fertilizer. The seeds that you planted, you can never brutalize. Tell a corporation you can never globalize it. Like Peter Tosh said, legalize it. Girls and boys hear the bass and the treble. Rumble in the speakers and it make you wanna rebel. Throw your hands up, take it to another level. And you never, ever, ever make a deal with the devil. Yeah. Never send you an omen. Revolution never come with a warning.
The earth cooled, then the dinosaurs reigned supreme, then a meteorite hit. Shortly thereafter, Ken Bull was born. Now that's funny. That's comedy. This is Dave.
And I'm Isabel.
And we just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, you old, old man. I'm thinking about some of the things that you've seen in your life, like the development of the automobile. Or the horseless carriage, as I'm sure they called it when you were younger. The fact that, you know, Confederation, you were there for that. You could think of things like, electricity, moving pictures. So you saw those for the first time. You went through the 60s, the 1860s.
I'm killing Isabel here. What else? I mean, there's so many other things. Like, you know, you took a bullet for Lincoln. It went right through you, though, and it got him. There's been so many different things. I remember there's the whole thing where they thought it was, you know, when Julius Caesar looked at you and said, "Et tu, Scarborough dude?" But the thing is, but seriously, when you single-handedly, okay, now I'm totally killing Isabel. I think in all seriousness, I was going to say in all seriousness, but then I think Isabel was going to be serious. That was how we planned this, but I think I've completely wrecked it for her.
I had any farts for you, but I don't.
Very classy. Isabel, known for her class.
I hate this, that I said that, but I said it for you. Only for you.
Wait a second. So you're saying he's more special than I am?
No, I share my farts with you all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the way that shit clings to the air, Ricky. There's a shitstorm coming. Now I'm quoting Trailer Park Boys. I'm doing someone else's bits. But seriously, in all honesty, the things you have seen, seriously, and you're born in 1948 and you think about it, you've probably thought about this, how, you know, the country of your wife's birth and where you met her, where you lived, was in ruins, and then you end up moving there. It's pretty cool, you know, and you met someone that you've shared your life with, and you got two great kids. What do you call them? Barry and Steve? That's a little more comedy there. And, you know, that is pretty cool. And you've brought up two great kids and you got a cool life, much as you may complain about it. And you've met all these interesting people.
I have nothing to add because David is saying everything. So I'll have to say something else later.
Say something now.
No, you're holding the mic. Usually I'm holding my mic. Dave is controlling me. Ken, stop him. He's holding my mic, my black mic that I like. He's holding it and he's controlling the conversation.
I'm not moving it back.
Okay. Well, I I'm sorry, Catherine's going to have all kinds of edits to do.
Oh, why edit this? This is gold.
Okay, well, Dave had a good idea with all his jokes, but I can't do this. Oh.
You speak the French, right?
No, mais... Je suis pas capable de parler quand c'est toi qui tiens le microphone.
Tiens,
merci. Ah, oh, phew. Maintenant, c'est moi qui tiens mon microphone. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. This is going to be a long, rambling thing, but it's in your honor, so you deserve it. So see you soon, Ken, and you know, you're always talking about, I have a feeling of this and of that, and maybe I didn't do this right or whatever. I think everybody has this feeling once in a while. But you know, when you get really, really passionate about a subject and you start talking, I think that's the dude that I want to know and that I listen to and that I remember. I never remember all the other things you talk about. I only remember when you get really passionate about something, and then I listen very, very, very closely. And if you can stay on that, and maybe this will be self-feeding and become like a loop, and it's your own loop. On GarageBand. Okay, so take care and we love you. Bye.
Happy birthday, man.
Hi, Ken. It's Rob, the tech guy over at Catherine's podcast, Pearl Diving. Now, I'm not a long-time listener of Dick's and Jane's. I've come to it in a fairly short period of time. So I haven't listened to all that many episodes. And, of course, I've met you a few times in person. Now, I've noticed a disturbing trend from all of that, and that's for you to refer to yourself as not a very smart person. Now, I think as anyone who knows you or has listened to your podcast for any length of time will know, that's a pure crock of shit. And here's why. A smart person doesn't necessarily have to know all the answers. A smart person is very often the one who knows that he doesn't know the answers and is willing to ask the questions to find out what he doesn't know. And that's what we find with your podcast and in meeting you in person. You're always asking questions, wondering why this, why that, and why can't we treat our fellow man better, and railing against the man, and this is turning into a Scarborough dude rant. Anyway, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday on your 60th and many more.
Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows but Jesus. Hey, that's me, man. Oh, hey, dude. How's it going, man? Yeah, it's Jesus, man. Friend of Bruce Murray's from the Zedcast, you know. Well, he used to do the Zedcast. I don't know what he's doing now, but, you know, I heard it through the grapevine, man, that you're having a birthday. Oh, man, congratulations. Happy birthday, man. I wish I could be there with you to celebrate, you know. But, yeah, I'm still in that RIAA holding cell. Yeah, they threw the book at me, man. Said I was playing copyrighted material. And all I was doing, man, was just walking down the street whistling La Vida Loca, man. And they jumped out of the bushes and grabbed me, you know? Anyway, man, I'd sing you happy birthday, but that's copyrighted material too, man. And, you know, I'm in enough trouble as it is. So, anyway, I want to tell you, too, that I really appreciate you sticking to your convictions, man. You know, and playing all that copyrighted material, man. You know, you keep sticking it to the man, man. That's one too many mans. But you know what I mean, man. You keep playing that material because it's lonely in here, man. I just figure you keep on playing that copyrighted stuff. Maybe they're gonna catch up with you sometime. We could be cellmates, man. Yeah. And then instead of telling the stories to your windshield, man, in your car, you could tell them to me. Yeah. I mean, the only music that they play around here is like God Bless America 24/7, you know. And the severe shortage of marijuana in here as well, so I don't know how you feel about that. But, you know, I just like to say that if you're up for it, I got some space right here, and love to see you, man. Anyway, if you see that Bruce Murray guy, say hey for me, man. You know, I haven't forgot about him, even though he seems to have forgotten about me down here. Anyway, you have a good time there in what do you call it, man? Scarberia? Something like that. And we'll talk to you later, dude. Oh, and I only get one phone call. So, do you think you could call my lawyer for me, man? Thanks a lot, man. Talk to you later, dude. Happy birthday.
Well, holy crap, dude, you're 60 and you don't look a day over 72. You know, you're looking really good for somebody who's drank as much as you. And the level of stress, my God, I'm kind of surprised you've made it to 60, but I think you'll keep going strong. At least I hope you will. And I'm hoping you're going to be podcasting well into your 60s. I've certainly enjoyed the times that I've met you, and I really enjoy listening to you every week. But I thought, our good friend Catherine has asked that we do something to commemorate your birthday, and I can't really think of anything because I'm not all that creative. But I figured I could plagiarize something and steal somebody else's idea. So here we go. This is for my buddy Ken on his 60th birthday. Are you ready? Me. And I know you're not afraid of copyright stuff here, so this is the only reason I'm going to do this is because it's for your show. But anyways, here we go. Are we ready? And a one, and a two, and a happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Scarborough dude. Happy birthday to you. Yes, my good friend, happy birthday from me and the ghost of Marilyn Monroe. Talk to you soon, sir.
I remember the days when we talked for hours. When we were young, we thought we had superpowers. We kissed the sky, expanded our minds, thought we could fly. We were dreamers, and we'd never die. We were young punks, but we showed potential. It was us against the world, we weren't sentimental. We weren't our problems, our age, or our paychecks. And we weren't taking anybody's shit. If I knew now what I knew then, I'd back up, do it all again. This underground was for sinners and we embraced it. Magic pills, fairy tales, Sid Barrett's ghost. Oh, we all got on that spaceship. We measured our lives in coffee spoons. And those Friday nights quickly turned into Sunday afternoons. We weren't our money, our muscles, or our regrets. We were having a near-life experience. If I knew now what I knew then, I'd back up, do it all again. I'd take a bow, take it real slow. Remember the days when we talked for hours. When we were young, we thought we had superpowers. We weren't our problems, our age, or our paychecks. And we weren't taking anybody's shit. If I knew now what I knew then, I'd back up, do it all again. I'd take a bow, take it real slow. Take a ride down a yellow brick road.
Hi Ken, it's Sylvain, your friend from Montreal, and I've been asked to say a few words for your 60th birthday. I know I told you before, but you are just a month younger than my father, actually exactly a month, because his birthday is on March 26th, and what could I say? Being 60 is quite an achievement in a way. And having lived the life that you lived, it's a very great achievement because I know you've been through a lot of things, a lot of adventures. You told us about all those things, that very special things that happened to you all over the world. And it's always amazing to hear all those stories. And it must have been quite great to have lived the 60s, being in Montreal in Expo 67, and all those things that you've done all over the place. So, and I wanted to tell you that you've been an inspiration for me in a way of doing my podcast, because before a few years ago, I was doing my podcast drinking some beer and never told anybody. I was just talking, hitting the pause button and drink a little bit, and then start again to record. And nobody knew that I was drinking while I was podcasting. So hearing you talking about beer on your podcast inspired me to share that with other people and become a little bit more real. So to thank you for that, I will share this beer with you. So this is a Blonde d'Achouf, which is a traditional Belgian beer. But the special thing about this very Blonde d'Achouf that I have in my hands is that it's produced under license here in Montreal by Les Brasseurs RJ, that is located very, very close to my home. I think it's less than a kilometer from my home here in Montreal. So I will just pour it in a glass. Oh, listen to this. I know you will like it. It's about 8% alcohol. It's a spicy, strong beer. You can probably buy the Belgian version at the LCBO, or here in Quebec we can buy it at the SAQ, which is the equivalent of the LCBO, as you know. But we can also buy the Quebec version here in the Dépanneur, as you know. So, cheers. Hope you'll have a good one. Happy anniversary. And I'll drink that beer just thinking of you. And thinking of the next time we'll meet, so it will be at probably at Podcasters Across Borders, and maybe I can bring a few bottles of that very beer, and we'll share and we'll talk about your 60 years. So happy 60 years, and hope you will continue to podcast for a long, long time. Ciao.
Level? Good. I don't know how often the story is actually being told, and I know that Scarborough Dudes alluded to it on a few occasions on his show, so I thought I would tell the story of my first meeting with Scarborough Dude and then kind of veer off into some of the things that I've learned from him. My first meeting with Scarborough Dude was not what I would call a potentially positive experience. And I know that Scarborough Dude had some impressions of the kind of person I might be based on that. And that was at the podcast meetup in Montreal when Canadian Podcast Buffet was conceived. And if memory serves me correctly, I think it was September 8th, 2005. It was I wouldn't even say it was a small gathering. It was a good gathering. There was Bob and Kat. There was Crash and Betty. Julian made an appearance with, I can't even remember the name of his girlfriend from the time. And Scarborough Dude was there with a friend of his. And I remember being really stressed. In fact, Julian and I walked over to the event together because there was supposed to be an appearance by Bruce Murray. He was supposed to have driven across the country, and it was a ruse that was kept up. And even though Bob had his suspicions, when it was finally unveiled that Bruce was not actually coming, I thought I thought I was going to die that night, actually. Anyway, so I was pretty preoccupied with the potential of my imminent death and kind of kept to myself and did whatever damage control I could actually muster up that evening in order to be able to leave Montreal unscathed. We didn't really interact much, and I think that was, it made it easy for Scarborough Dude to think maybe I was pretty high on myself, or that I had some social issues, perhaps. And from my standpoint, where I was standing, I saw this older guy, and dude, you might have had a toke by the time I showed up, but you might have had a few. And so I can't really relate to that specifically, because at least I couldn't relate to that behavior. And I think our behaviors were divergent at the time, because I was stressed about potentially getting killed by Bob and Kat, and you were just enjoying the evening, not really aware of what was going on, possibly behind the scenes. So ultimately, though, we connected through podcasting, and that's one of the amazing things about this community. And here you are, you're turning 60, and you're very much enmeshed in this community. You're just, you are so important to this community. I can't even begin to explain it. And I think you often wonder about your role. And I think this is one of the things that I have an issue with you. And since this is the Dixon Jane show, you're allowed to speak your mind. If I could change one thing about you, dude, it would be that you would have more self-confidence. You wouldn't apologize all the time. You come across just oozing self-confidence at some times, and then other times there's so much self-doubt and beating yourself up on things that have happened. And this ties nicely into my thought, and I'm going to get there in a minute. I want to point out that I waited to the last minute to do this. I was actually working on a couple of different ideas, and the day that I'm recording this is the day that I found out that Ross had a heart attack. And this has been amazingly hard for me today. And I wonder if I'm going to be able to make it through this little recording. This is one of the amazing things about you, dude, and this is what you bring to the community like no other person in this community does. And that is, you inspire authenticity and the courage to be human. You are so honest about what goes on in your life, and for most of us in our shows, we keep our lives separate. We, even those of us like myself that have multiple shows, I wouldn't say that I have a different personality in each show, but I very much compartmentalize my role. My role in one show is not the same as my role in the other show, and my personal life is not a part of any of those shows, certainly not to any measurable degree. So to hear you talk about your life experiences, and I've said this to you before, it allows me to be human. It allows me to realize I can make mistakes, and then I can go back and I can apologize for them. And we can all benefit from that knowledge, and we can all benefit from that experience that we gain from acting on that knowledge. Now, there was something else that was brilliant that I was going to say about the concept of being human. And being a parent and making those mistakes. And that's escaped me. And that's another great thing about the Dixon Jane show is that can be part of your show too. Happy birthday, Scarborough Dude. I'm really hoping I can get to your birthday. And at the very least, if I can't make it there personally, I will definitely try to call. Well, I definitely will call. And I really hope that you're able to pick up the phone. And in the spirit of the Dixon Janes podcast. I was actually going to write a song, and then I was going to pick a PodSafe song, and then it was suggested to me by Bob, no, you've got to do it in the spirit of the dude. And the dude plays the music he loves. So I'm going to play, I've picked something that's playing, and it's from a band that I love, and it's, I think it's a song, it's just meant to be cheeky, okay? So I hope you enjoy it. Happy birthday, dude. Another 60 more. And another 60 years of podcasting, if you can make it through that.
Hey dude, it's Catherine. I started trying to figure out what I wanted to say to you, and then every time someone would send me an audio clip and I'd listen to it and they'd already said it better than I ever could, or they said something different that I really liked but that I didn't want to repeat, and then I thought maybe I'd never find the words, you know, find what I should say to you today, and I happened to mention that to Mark Blevis, and he responded, wait a minute, I copied this down because I thought it was thoughtful and poetic and lyrical and, you know, really, really good. And I wanted to make sure I got his exact words here, you know, for posterity and inspiring future generations and all. Mark wrote, it's probably best not to listen to what others are saying and, in the true spirit of the dude, barf out what's on your mind without thinking about it. So, here I am ready to barf away. Actually, before I get to that, I just want to take a moment to thank everyone who sent a clip for this. Sean, John, Bob, and AJ, Adam, Dave and Isabel, Rob, Bruce, Daryl, Mark, and Sylvain. I can't tell you how much they inspired me this week and how touched I was by what they sent for you. I've met so many neat people in the last couple of years and learned so much from them. And you know you're part of that too, don't you? Now, as for the Dixon Janes podcast, by the way, I loved that title and that image and what it conjures up from the very start. My first readers at school were Dixon Janes. I mean, see Dick, see Jane, see Spot run, run Spot, run, run, run. And I sometimes wonder what that did to me. But I can say that since I became an avid reader an occasionally decent writer, I suppose it wasn't anything other than to leave me with an indelible cultural reference that would get yanked out of my brain some 40 years later listening to you. I know it was a long time before I ever even got the nerve up to leave you a comment, but I was listening, and I can't even say I regret we didn't meet face to face sooner because, as we both know, the universe works to its own timetable and things happen exactly when they're meant to. Now, I've got a little ways to go before I, too, reach a venerable age filled with wisdom. In fact, you've got a long ways to go, too, before you reach a venerable age, or at least one filled with wisdom. But here is something I wished I'd known sooner in life. And that I'm glad I learned before it was too late, that life is tender, fragile, ephemeral, but the people we meet as we travel our path bring light to our journey. So I guess what I want to say is thanks. Thanks for being real, for being honest, for being messily, blissfully human, and for being one of the bright lights on my road. Now, since we're all here doing this in the spirit of the dude, I figured I might as well end this with some music, something I really, truly love.
Wait a minute, what the hell is that? Turn that off! Okay, that's better.
Who's that?
It's me, Prickette.
Prickette? Is that like Smurfette?
Yeah, right. Do I look like a small blue elf with a big nose that prances around the forest?
Well, now that you mention it.
Shut up! What is that music you started playing?
Well, it's Dumtana from the film Om Shanti Om. I just love that movie.
Who cares if you love the movie? Who cares if you love the music? You're supposed to be doing this for the Scarborough dude. Play something he like.
Well, yeah, but everyone is invoking the spirit of the dude who plays what he loves, so I thought I'd play what I love.
No one cares what you love. No one cares about Bollywood music. Only you care about that. So shut up and play something else.
I didn't have anything else lined up. I don't have anything else.
Jeez, I've got to do everything around here. Okay, just say happy birthday to the dude, and I'll cue up something more appropriate for the occasion.
Well, happy birthday, dude.
Karma's gonna get you, gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together, pretty soon you're gonna be dead.
Oh, so how is that more appropriate?
Just shut the fuck up and listen. Happy birthday, dude.
Laughing in the face of love.
Mind if I join in? I feel a little embarrassed doing this. Like, holy moly, you guys, that's great. I mean, that was so nice, you know, all those people just doing something, sharing something, giving something. That's so nice. Catherine handed it to me yesterday at the birthday party and said, you gotta listen to this. And of course I refused, being stubborn. No, I'll listen to it my own damn good time, not now. And she became more insistent, and I became more stubborn and saying, no, I will. And, of course, 2 o'clock this morning, as I'm lying down in bed, a little after that maybe, trying to drown out the sounds of Cousin Zeke snoring, I plugged in my iPod and listened to what you folks have just heard when I was, you know, nicely buzzed and just ready to be receptive to all the good vibes that were sent my way on this weekend. Because believe me, folks, I stretched this out. I made a big deal of it, and I'm glad I did. It was a wonderful party. But that collaboration of what you've just heard was just so touching, and I listened to it at just the right time and the right frame of mind, and I noticed, gee, there's 6 minutes short of a regular Dixon James podcast. That leaves the door open for me. So here I am. I'm just going to finish off those 6 minutes. I know it's rude. It doesn't seem right. Hey, you can't join in. We did this for you. What are you doing here, dude? It's not your bloody show, but you know how it is, you know. And hey. Cut me some slack. Yeah, you do. You do a lot. So it's a big thank you to all those people. Like, oh my God, I'm surprised Bob and AJ are still talking to me. When Bob dug out that old clip that I had sent in. You were right, Bob. I must have been nervous or insecure or something or other. Why in the world would I send in a comment like that? Boy, you try that nowadays in the podcast community, and you're banished for life, you know. I mean, I was lucky I got in early, you know. People didn't know what the rules were. Christ, well, sorry. Anyway, thanks for your forgiveness. I enjoyed that. And all the folks, I won't go in one by one because you always leave one out and you feel like a shithead and you got to go back and send out another podcast. It was just great. Really, really. And I just appreciate the thought behind it. And the party went off as I had hoped. A mixed bag of people mixing it up, coming in at different hours and, you know, staggered arrivals and leaving. I feel sorry for the people who arrived at 11 when the few remaining souls were, you know, well on their way, had consumed a lot of beer and wine and whatnot. So that was a little awkward, you know, arrive stone sober at 11 o'clock at a party. However, it all worked out just fine. what to say, you know, so as not to spoil this wonderful thing you've just heard, and you know, the music, the clips, the creativity. It's just, it's neat. I had in real life a celebration, which is what I wanted, and yet here was another dimension to it, a celebration that involved people in many different places, you know? Calgary and Vancouver and Nova Scotia and Ottawa and Montreal. That's fantastic. All joining together in this one space that we're sharing now. It truly, I mean, this is a hippie paradise. This whole thing about the podcast community. I had those words, exchanged those with Rob and Catherine at the end of the party as they left to go back to Guelph. And of just how good it feels and how amazing it is. It's so much like what churches in their wildest hopes would dream of being, but of course never can be. And by that I mean the communion, the communitizing, of course. Who came up with that anyway? Anyway, the sharing and all of that has just been so absolutely wonderful and touching and warm and friendly. And now that doesn't mean that it's all got to be nice, because I think there's a danger there too. And you've heard that before. And I'm not going to wreck this by starting to get nasty and rude and swear just for the hell of it. But you know what I mean. You still got to be yourself. You can't just sort of, oh, I want to get in on that group and fit in there and be something other than who you are. Be yourself, celebrate yourself, because the success of any podcast is people being themselves, expressing themselves. That's why people go back to the podcast, to hear what that individual has to say. That's the beauty of it, individual or couple, what have you. The people. And it's in reaction to this mass consumption of movie stars and heroes and sports heroes that we're out of touch with because we've put them in this other zone where we can't get near them. And then just masses of people who we don't know or understand or seem to be controlled by this mass organization. So it's the individual voices reaching out that count. And that's what I want to celebrate. And I think that's what this in itself was a celebration of. So once again, thank you, thank you, thank you to all those wonderful people who put this together, the wonderful people who are going to bother to listen to this. And let's carry on. Let's continue this wonderful little social experiment. Oh, excuse me. I'll get back to my fair trade chocolate and drag out just another hour or two of this wonderful celebration of 60.